morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Cody Egan, and he is a catalog sales coordinator for the Seed Savers in Decorah. So good morning to you, Cody. We're happy to visit with you.
Good morning, Levon.
Well,
thank you for having me.
You bet, because, you know, Decorah, that's a bit across the state from Atlantic, but you're going to be here with us on March 7th. For the Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar. So we're really looking forward to this, Cody. Cody, I think first we need to just have a definition for people who say, what's that? What is the Seed Savers Exchange?
Yeah, so I'll start with a little bit of history.
Okay.
The Seed Savers Exchange was founded in 1975, so we've been around for a good long time. By Kent and Diane Wheely, and they were people driven by a mission to preserve, conserve, and promote America's culturally diverse but endangered garden and food crop heritage. And we do that for future generations by collecting, growing, and sharing heirloom seeds and plants. So what does that all mean? That means that we are here in Decorah, like you said, seeking to grow and regenerate seeds, and tied to that, along with the genetic preservation that we're doing, you know, just specifically keeping those seeds alive, we're also trying to preserve the ethnographic history of those seeds. So we're really passionate about keeping the stories of the people who saved these seeds, who keep these seeds going in their culture and their family, keeping those tied to the seeds. So they're all very unique stories, and it's really, really inspiring work to be a part of.
So, Cody, you used a word there that probably most of us don't use in our everyday language. Ethnographic. Yes, thank
yeah.
you.
So.
Yes, and I know when you're here in Atlantic at the Garden Seminar, you're going to tell us a lot more, but we need to know enough to get people going, I think I better go hear Cody talk about this. So talk a little bit about that.
So I'll start. So I'm going to be talking mostly about heirloom seeds because that's kind of our wheelhouse over at Seed Savers. And that is intrinsically tied to this idea of ethnographic history. So what we're saying there is that we're preserving, along with the seeds, the story of the people who grew them and where they grew them. Because we all have been hearing, you know, a lot of buzz about regional adaptation of different plants. You know, like a tomato plant grown in Iowa is going to grow differently, the same variety in Florida. So we're working to keep, you know, those histories and those locations tied to specific seeds, which, again, is just really cool work that isn't being done in other areas of the country or by other organizations.
Okay. And one of the things I hear people talking about, a concern they have, is so we keep crossing seeds, keep crossing, you know, and we're making the plants better. But in doing that, we could lose the originals. And why is that important?
Yeah, so it's really important because we want to keep that genetic diversity. You know, as the climate changes, as different, you know, summers roll through, and maybe it's a little hotter one year, maybe it's a little cooler one year, maybe there's more rain or less rain, keeping that broader swatch of genetic diversity from all these different varieties that Seed Savers has in its seed bank will help us to find the next, you know, for example, like the next Brandywine tomato that's going to do really well in a variety of conditions and places and just perform really well and be tasty along with that. So we're not a company that selects and breeds. We're really looking to preserve the heirloom seeds that we've been gifted, we've been donated intact. So we're not, you know, breeding out the flavor, and we're trying to keep everything associated with that seed together, which is, again, like a really cool idea and really helps, you know, home gardeners really think about the next variety that they want to save or try out. We have a lot of unique varieties out there.
So let's talk a little more about what you do in Decorah, the Seed Savers Exchange. What do you do day to day?
Yeah, so Seed Savers is a multi-pronged organization, and I am within the field department. So here we do preservation work, which is growing out about 500 unique varieties from our seed bank every year. And then we also have a catalog production team, which is what I head up. So for my day-to-day, I'm looking at larger scale production, somewhere in the 400 to 1,000 tomato plant realm, that we're producing seed for to sell in our catalog, which I'm hoping a lot of people are familiar with. It's a really wonderful resource for a lot of growers, lots of unique varieties in there. And so we run the plant through the whole season. So if you think about a tomato, you know, we're sowing that in the next 2 months, pretty close
yes.
to that. So right around the corner, dreaming about spring. And then we see that tomato plant through its whole life. So wherein, you know, a home gardener or a farmer is going to harvest that tomato when it's nice and ripe, we let it go a little bit past that because that means the seed inside is going to be really mature, really well-developed, and produce a really vigorous transplant the next year. So we get to see the whole course of a plant's life, and then its seed offspring in the fall.
Okay. And so is that some of the things you're going to be talking about is if people do want to save their own seeds, you're going to be telling people how they can do that?
Yeah. We'll talk about wet-seeded and dry-seeded crops, which are kind of self-explanatory. But if you think about a dry-seeded crop is something like a pea or a bean, something that produces that, you know, kind of hard and dry shell mm-hmm. when it's mature. And then a wet-seeded crop, a fleshy crop, is like a tomato or a cucumber or a melon. And it's a little bit, you know, it seems a little daunting. You're like, how would I possibly save seeds at home? But people have been doing this for generations and generations. And once you get the basics, it's super easy. And I love telling people about seed saving and really getting them excited to try to save seed on their own. And, you know, like I said, today's variety could be tomorrow's heirloom. So mm-hmm. it's really exciting to inspire future seed savers and get them excited.
And, you know, Grandma maybe passed on how to plant something and how to harvest it, but maybe Grandma didn't pass on that seed saving
yeah.
technique. So you're going to get us into that. Now, you mentioned, we've talked about, you know, you're in charge of catalogs there. How can people get a catalog? How can they contact? How can we find out more information about Seed Savers Exchange?
We have a really great website. It's pretty simple, seedsavers.org. You can go onto that website. There's an electronic version of the catalog. You can shop right online or right on the side. There's a way to request a free catalog that will be sent to you through the mail. So you can page through and put all your little sticky notes on things you're interested in. We also have this really cool, it's called The Exchange. So it's how Seed Savers Exchange started. It's essentially an online seed swap. So we have thousands and thousands of different varieties listed by seed savers across the country. That's, again, on the website. You can find the link to The Exchange. So if you can't find that really specific tomato that you remember, like you said, your grandma growing 40 years ago, you can look on The Exchange and cross your fingers that someone else is saving seeds on it, and you can grow it for yourself.
Mm. Very interesting. Now, are you familiar with maybe some libraries? I'm thinking there was a library in our county in Griswold who wanted to set up a seed exchange, I guess would be more appropriate,
yeah.
in their library. Are you familiar with that happening?
Yeah, seed libraries are really cool, and they really get at that regional issue I was talking about, because the idea is that you have these sort of foundational seeds at a library or at any other public space that you can go in and quote unquote check out. So you're getting this seed from your local seed library, you're growing it out, and then part of that whole notion is that at the end of the season, when you've saved your own seeds, you're returning your seeds to the library just like you would a book for the next person who wants to grow that variety next year. So it's a really cool opportunity to do some community-driven seed saving and seed sharing, and then also working with that regional, you know, if you keep growing a tomato in your county over in Cass County, then that tomato is going to do well because it's conditioned to that environment. So seed libraries are really cool and such a nice way to share seeds with people you don't know yet. So
yes.
I always am encouraging people to go find their local seed library or find the closest one nearby.
Okay. And maybe it gives those beginners, because I think there are more and more people interested in growing some of their own food. You know, if they don't know where to start, maybe that's where to start, because they know that it's going to be something that should grow pretty easily right there in their own
yeah.
yard. So kind of an exciting thing to do. Cody, before we end here, I want to just put in some more information about the garden seminars. We mentioned it's March 7th, but registration is due March 1st, and there is a $20 fee, and that includes a continental breakfast that starts at 8:30 a.m. And for all those people who in the past years of garden seminar when it was all day, well, check the time. It's 9 a.m. to 12:30. So there's a number of changes that have been made, and it is at the Cass County Community Center. Get online to the Cass County Extension site to get a registration or call them and so on, because we all want to come and hear you, Cody.
Looking forward to talking with y'all.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much to Cody Egan with the Seed Savers Exchange in Decorah, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. Until next time, here's a thought from John James Audubon. A true conservationist is a man who knows that the world is not given by his fathers, but borrowed from his children.